Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. John and Jacob, we've got them both in the house this morning, which is always great. You get a lot more information this way.
Yeah, you
do. It's not John struggling to get the information out with me hijacking him.
Well, we haven't talked about movies yet. That's a good thing.
The movies that will be in the next segment.
Well, we did mention Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings got mentioned.
But it stopped. It stopped right there because Jake changed
the subject. We are going to mention one more movie, and that is The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, we are.
We're talking lights, lasers, and scopes. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Did I do okay? Was that what you wanted?
That you took it right down the Yellow Brick Road.
He gave me the whole break. He was giving me direction on how he wanted me to open the segment up for him. So I hope I did it okay.
You did. And this segment is brought to you by Diamond Gyms, which is an outstanding tire and auto service center right on Dorrit Highway in Burton, Michigan.
Was there a Diamond
just south
City
of Bristol?
Wizard of Oz? Is that one of the other books?
It's the Emerald City.
Emerald City? Yeah, it could be the Diamond City for Diamond Gyms.
Anyways, back to reality. And I mean that.
Jacob's taking over my
Jacob
role, it sounds
just
like.
Took over, and there goes the
I'm used to
hijacking.
That. I know it distracts him. Ooh, shiny things.
Back
diamonds.
Back to the lower deck of the ship you go to.
Yeah.
But anyways, so Diamond Gyms, you can reach them at 810-743-4210. Better yet, stop by Monday through Friday right on Dorrit Highway. Show them what you got. Tell them what you need, whether it's tires, brakes, alignments. I have everything done there. Jake, you just had your car fixed here Friday.
Yep.
They did a great job for you, so we appreciate them so much. And they'll help you choose the right tires. They gave me a litany of like eight different tires to choose for my truck when I needed new tires. And he let me choose. And he told me the pros and cons of every one of them.
There you go.
You can't beat that. You can link to them right from my website and have their phone number right in front of you, too. If you're on your website or on my website looking, that's the GSS.com. And remember, you can like us on Facebook, and if you have any questions, feel free to send them to me at shooter@thegss.com. Jake or I will get back with you. So lights, lasers, optics, scopes, peeps, oh my, there's a lot to talk about. Plus, we're going to talk about the Ruger Glenfield thing here in a little bit.
Ruger Marlin Glenfield thing.
Exactly. You got to throw Marlin in there. But anyways, Jake, you know, I just posed this question. This is going to be a very personal conversation on this one. What to choose? I mean, we've gone through phases where we had to have scopes, and then I'm going through this phase right now where I'm having all these tritium sights put on all my handguns because I like the glow-in-the-dark better than I like anything else.
Yep.
You have always had a bit of a problem with, like, the all-black sights.
Yeah, you know? I like a classic three-dot sight on my handguns. I do.
Or like you don't like the black back face with just a red front ramp.
I don't know why.
You've always had a problem with that since you were a little kid.
I have specifically had guns I've sold because I said, I don't like these sights.
You're not a little kid anymore. You turned 35 this week, too. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Well, thanks.
Happy birthday.
Well,
last Saturday
and your
was my birthday.
Well,
I was on the air for my birthday. It worked out good.
But I'm very picky on I'm picky on a lot of things in life, let's be honest. But
can't pick your parents, pal. Sorry about your luck.
Unfortunately not. But no, sights have always been a picky thing because
some work, some don't.
It's you know, you're used to one thing. I'm good at one thing. I want to stick to that one thing.
Right.
I figured out I like the three-dot sights on my normal 1911s. They're three-dot whatever night sights. I don't know.
On your SIG.
On the SIG, and it's the same, and it's the same style as my normal Colt 1911 with the three dots. It works fine.
I noticed that on one of my Kimbers that I only have
a front sight.
Front sight.
Or a front dot. The rest is black.
The rest is black.
And,
it's like,
I get it. There's a different way to line up. I think, you know, and same with the Glocks. It's like a U sight type of thing on there, right? You have that one Glock that has super tall raised, or you had it at one point.
I got it. No, I still got it.
The raised, dot sights.
Glock
on it.
34.
So there's so many different styles of sights out there.
Yeah.
And
European and all the different types of front dots. And I've been changing a bunch of them out lately. Because Williams has this deal right now. You go in there, you can get their glow-in-the-darks. They don't charge you to put them on.
Oh.
So you hand it to them and a half hour later they say, hey, your gun's ready.
Now
they got
fine.
It done.
I'm fine with revolver sights.
Yeah.
My Smith & Wesson sights, I'm fine with those.
You know, and my first handgun I ever fired that I remember firing was just a classic Colt 1911.
Yeah.
And the sights were tiny.
Yeah.
You know, and
That's that 38 Super I have. Tiny little sights.
Yeah, yeah.
But it works.
And that, and I, that's how I learned to shoot, you know? And so all these big fancy sights, when we started getting back in the 80s, we're getting Bomar sights and I think there's another company, McMillan or something, they were making sights. I forget who it was. But made a big difference, you know? And now I don't mind just good sights, and my eyes still work with them. And I tried, you know, recently I tried on a Glock. I tried an optic.
Yeah.
And I got a nice Holosun optic, and I was pretty impressed with it.
But, because now all these new Glocks are designed to put optics on them.
Yeah, to put optics. Yep. Everything's designed for optics. Even Taurus revolvers now are set up. The Toros are set up for optics.
Well, the little...
It's a Taurus optic ready, you know.
My little Kel-Tecs, I'll have the top mounting brackets on them for optics. Yeah. It's a new thing.
Optics magnification, sights, not magnification?
What?
True. Yes. No, is that right? Optics can be a couple things, but most your optics, your elliptical sights are not magnifying at all.
It's, but a scope.
You a red dot.
A scope is magnified.
Usually almost always more than one power.
Yep.
Yeah. It's almost always two or more. Mm-hmm. They do make one power scopes, believe it or not, for target shooting, but it's just to give you a clear picture, a tube to look through, basically. Mm-hmm. But
I think the reason I stick with the sights is because for me, I've tried red dots on things.
Yeah, me too. I have one red dot right now.
And I don't know if it's my eyes. I'm not sure. Is it because I'm left-handed? I don't know.
No,
there's probably a lot of things I could do to fix it, but I'm comfortable with iron sights. And honestly, that's why I like the scout style rifles, like the Ruger gun sight rifle, because it has iron sights on it still as a rifle.
Yeah, very good sights.
And I know I
might
be
in the Mini 14s.
In the Mini 14s and ARs with the handles on them, right?
Buying a gun without a sight. I remember the first time I saw a rifle without a sight. I was at Gell Sporting Goods. And me and my dad were looking at it, and my dad says, it doesn't have any sights on it. And he goes, well, sir, it's only made for scopes. He goes, what if you can't see through your scope? Because we always hunted in heavy snows in the 70s. You know, it was a winter wonderland in the 70s here, you know. And we literally had that fight. It was like, why would you buy a gun without sights?
Well, now so he always you can't find any guns with sights.
He always bought the Winchester XTR rifles
with
iron sights, and then he put a scope on it. But it was always a see-through ring underneath the scope so that he could see the iron sights in case he needed it, you know.
Well, and I think I still fall under the... maybe not illusion. I fall under the understanding that you need to learn how to shoot with iron sights before you shoot with scopes.
Exactly. Because I hate to put scopes on guns that are, especially for new shooters. I would rather have it iron sights to let them start. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, and a lot of people ask, will they hold up? Will those sights and lasers and stuff hold up? Well, lasers, I got to say, lasers, you truly get what you pay for. If you buy a $24 laser, it's a $24 laser. I've got a $1,000 pistol with about a $30 laser on it, and it works half the time. I got a new $200 laser ready to go on it, but I haven't put it on it yet. I kind of laughed about it last night. Actually, sleepless on a Saturday morning, at 2:30 this morning, I got out of the safe and looked at it and said, I got to change that laser today. But now, getting what you pay for, same thing with scopes, too. Scopes and peep sights. Peep sights are not near as popular as they used to be, but boy, do they work good.
You know, I just put that peep sight on my 44 Magnum Marlin.
The snake in the, what's it called?
Ace
in the hole. But it's like
kind of like ace in the hole. It's
Well, the new Marlin, even the new Marlin 10mm.
Has the Skinner sights on it.
Has the Skinner sights, which is a rear peep sight.
And it's a quick acquisition.
Yep.
I like it. Front ramp sight, peep sight in the back.
They're sturdy.
It holds up, and I can rely on it.
Yep.
You know, it's...
You just got to be able to focus your eyes good enough to make it happen.
And, you know, I tried a scope on that 44 Magnum because it had the old smaller Marlin iron sights.
Yeah.
So I tried to do a scope of the see-through, but the... And I made the mistake, and I put that loophole Hogplex on that gun.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, the crosshairs were so thick, you couldn't see where the bullet was hitting.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even sight it in. So I said, well, we'll just go back to plain iron sights, and I put that ace in the hole style thing on there.
Well, maybe your Hogplex scope, which I've got one, too. I've got it on my 357 Magnum, I think. No, I've got it on my 444.
Yes.
And But at longer distance, at longer range, at 444, I have three times the range that the 44 Magnum has with it. So I don't mind having that scope on mine. But yours is a close work gun, so I understand that.
And don't get me wrong. I have guns that have only scopes on them.
Yeah.
Because they're made for long range, and that's fine. But I also have, you know, iron sight guns for iron sight days.
You know,
you look at a classic 10/22 with just iron sights.
And I want to talk for just a minute about, we're almost out of time, lights and lasers.
Yeah.
Now, lights, a good light, like your red one that you use for coyote hunting. I like that. I like that just as much as thermal. I mean, thermal's cool. Well,
thermal you can see further.
But but do you need to shoot that far, you know?
Well.
Because we're hunting farm fields and you only want to be able to shoot what your rifle can do, you know? So talking 6.5 Creedmoors or 6.5 Grindels.
And I know my Grindel can shoot a couple hundred yards.
Easily, yep.
And that red light I have is limited to about 150 yards.
I think you'd still illuminate.
You know? See the eyes, but I've had situations where, is that a dog? Is that a coyote? Is that a goat in the neighbor's yard?
Got to know what you're shooting.
Because it's not clearly defined.
Now, and with one of my carry 380s, I have that real expensive flashlight with a laser right in the middle of it.
Yep.
And it's just perfect. And it shows a 300 lumen circle so profoundly at like 30 feet. And that red laser dot's right in the middle of that circle.
Oh, sure.
It is, and I've shot it at the range and just go, it's absolutely perfect. You don't even have to sight it. You can shoot it from the hip. So that's one that's a $179 sight, you know, but it's worth every penny of it. It's worth every penny of it. So thermals, you know, you can easily spend $3,000 to $4,000 on thermals. And of course, night vision. We tried ATX, ATN?
ATNs, yep. And besides, now night vision's kind of old school. Now it's all thermals.
Yeah, the thermals are the way to go.
And you're paying $3,000 to $5,000 for these optics.
Yeah, but you can still get, you know, nice scopes for, you know, maybe under $3,000. You can get decent ones. They'll get you started. Yeah. You don't have to have the cream of the crop. You don't have to be driving the cool thing is
with the ATN, the thermals, and the night visions is they also record your shots.
Yes.
And some of those ATNs, actually, you can use in the daytime, so you can record your deer hunting shots with it as well.
But we had to be real careful with yours not to turn it on in the daytime or something.
Yeah, we had one of the older ones, and you turn on daylight, it would burn out the camera.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's just skip the Glenfield talk today because we didn't get to it.
That'll be next week.
Yeah. All right. We'll find out more of exactly what's going on. We do got to go to commercial break again, though. Remember, you can email us, shooter@thegss.com, and go to the... Well, just pay attention because we got a lot more show coming up.
Final segment of the Gunsmith Show coming up after this here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.